This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
There are a few people that have the insight about Katrina and the recovery than this one gentleman we're about to talk to. He is very personable and just had, at the time, and still has a keen perspective on what happened and what it took to recover. I'm talking about General Russell Honoré. The General joins us here on WWL. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Scoot. Hello, New Orleans. Get ready. Be prepared.
It is an honor to talk to you. And yes, that was the call 20 years ago today. You know, get ready and be prepared because the storm was coming. Do you remember where you were 20 years today as the storm was approaching?
Yeah, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, watching the storm. We had activated First Army headquarters because we had a responsibility to respond in Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee. And I had pre-deployed my liaison officers to those states.
What was
our headquarters was at Redcon 1.
What was the biggest mistake, looking back, the biggest mistake that was made in general before the storm?
Well, I think getting the evacuation started a little early, although we had one of the most successful evacuations in the storm history. We had an 80% evacuation. But had we went to mandatory evacuation on Friday or Saturday, I think we could have saved more people. And the other regret I have is on Thursday before the storm, I requested ships, helicopters, and troops be prepared to deploy to Mississippi. And on Friday night or Saturday morning, I was told by the Pentagon, we didn't have a request from FEMA or the state to pre-deploy ships, helicopters, and troops. And that's what I was told because we don't deploy and get prepared until there's a request from FEMA or the governor. And we didn't have either. We didn't have a request from FEMA or from the governor, even though we knew we were looking at a Category 5 hurricane.
Why was there that reluctance to give that approval?
That was the protocol at the time. It was all about process. We don't deploy until we get a request. And matter of fact, on Tuesday, I deployed to Mississippi without orders because the storm had come through Mississippi, had destroyed Biloxi, Pensacola, that area of Mississippi. I went there and got to Mississippi at noon about on Tuesday. I met with the governor and the adjutant general of Mississippi, and I went up in the helicopter around mid-afternoon. And then I called my boss up in Colorado and told him I was in Mississippi. And he said, Russ, what the hell are you doing in Mississippi? We don't have a request to deploy yet. I said, well, I've got troops training in Mississippi. We're going to clean this place up, and we are going to be prepared to go save lives if that's what's required. We don't need orders to go save lives. He said, okay. He told the Pentagon I was in Camp Shelby, Mississippi, and he told the White House and the word came back, get that general to New Orleans. And I got designated JTF Katrina on Tuesday night. The general that was supposed to get that mission was in San Antonio waiting orders.
But the delay in the request just seems to be the manifestation of the incompetence of bureaucracy.
That could be said, Scoot. I think people thought this would be a normal storm. Wind, rain, roofs off, and leave. This storm was a monster. And the way it turned out, a flightman parish and went to it, the coast of Mississippi, it pushed the water up the Mississippi River into Lake Pontchartrain and into the canals, export canals that take the water out of the city. And those are the canals that that broke in Orleans Parish, as well as the wall in the Ninth Ward. So until the levees broke, this would have been what we call a normal storm. People at the Superdome would have been walking back home Monday afternoon or Tuesday. When the levees broke, that was a game changer.
How much human error was involved in the levee breaks?
Well, Scoot, I'll tell you this. You build a 20-foot levee and you get a 20-foot, 1-foot tidal surge. There were many reviews afterwards and some admission by the Corps that they could have done a better job. There was issues with the levee boards that were treated like a country club and the old boys network and supervising the levees. So there was much blame to go around. But on any given day, Mother Nature can break anything built by man. You know, we got a great flood control system now.
Yeah.
But if we get a 20-foot surge in, it'll overtop the levees and the city could flood again. That's why our biggest protection is get people early warning and get them to evacuate, and we leave nobody on any street. The people we picked up that were dead in New Orleans and that we put in body bags were elderly, disabled, and poor, and most of them were home alone, Scoot. Somebody left them on the street.
They left him behind. Left him behind.
They got left behind, and we can't have that anymore. We got to organize our streets in New Orleans. We got to have a block captain to make sure everybody evacuates and everybody's got a ride, because the government isn't good enough to do this, Scoot. Listen to me. The government isn't good enough to do this. We take neighbors, taking care of neighbors, to have 100% evacuation.
Yeah. General, when you first saw some of the destruction, what was your first reaction?
That you use the right word, destruction. As I flew into New Orleans over New Orleans East and by the port, I saw a lot of equipment staged at the port, a lot of buses, yellow buses and yellow construction equipment. And all I could see was the roofs of the homes over there. And we flew over the Superdome, made two turns on a Navy helicopter, and landed at the Superdome. And to look what might be 15, 16,000 people, if not more, watching this one helicopter land. And I got out the helicopter and looked like all eyes was looking at me. I said, these people need to be evacuated. I walked to the side of the Superdome, en route to the little office where the mayor was at the Superdome. And I looked over the side and I saw a lady pushing a toddler in a basket, a shopping cart, trying to get into the Superdome. The water was up to that baby's chest. And again, reaffirmed, we had an evacuation we needed to get done and get done quick. And when I talked to the mayor, he was very clear. He said, we got to evacuate these people and we need to continue to bring food and water in. I said, I got it, mayor. I went to see the governor, and she said the same thing. Help us get the evacuation done.
So what prevents that from ever happening again should we be faced with that kind of tragedy?
Well, we've got to practice what we know. Early warning from the Weather Service, which is not what it was 6 months ago. It's been degraded, and they're trying to hire some of the weather people back. We had an excellent system going into Katrina when the guy in charge of the Hurricane Center called the president and said, hey, get ready, it's bad, it's headed to New Orleans. That's when the president made the call on Saturday. And only for the second time in history, we had a presidential pre-landfall for a hurricane. only the second time it ever happened, which authorized the state and FEMA to do whatever you have to do to get ready, and that the federal government would reimburse for any of the, and for FEMA to deploy all it could deploy prior to landfall.
Now let's get to the recovery. So it happened, and it was bad. What were the biggest problems with this city recovering?
Okay, let's use the word response, because we go from preparing, that's warning and evacuation, and we did okay, could have done better by starting a little earlier. You know, Friday we had limited evacuation of the city because the Saints had a game that night, and the school board kept the schools open. That kept people in the city. So we went from preparedness and warning and evacuation, and then we went to response. Response is a search and rescue and getting the city back on its feet. That's the part I played the major role in finishing the evacuation and getting command and control into the city and getting communications into the city. That was a major role we played in First Army, working with the National Guard. And the National Guard, Louisiana National Guard, that was on the ground. You know, majority of our guard was in Iraq fighting a war. Those remaining did a good job in helping to escort the people to the buses and escorting them to the airport where we were able to fly them out on Friday. But communications was a big issue because the grid was down and we had very few long-range radios operating and very few satellite phones. All that has been fixed as of this time. We got better comms, resilient comms, and we got satellite backup. We didn't have that during Katrina, Scoot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
You know, General, I live in West End, and my apartment overlooks overlooks part of the lake, and I see this big complex right at Lake Pontchartrain in the 17th Street Canal blocks some of my view. As much as I would like to see more of the lake, I'm glad that thing is there, and I see the levee walls, the walls just around the yacht club area. I see that every day when I go home. And I can't help but think that this city is a heck of a lot better off as a result of Katrina.
Absolutely. That was one of the big improvements. President Bush, Speaker Pelosi, and Senator Landrieu made that happen to appropriate the money to build that flood protection system. But it's built to what we would call a Category 3 storm. We could get a 20-foot surge the next time, and that system could be overtopped. So any levee can be overtopped or fail. Yeah. That's what we've got to remember. So it's important to make sure we've got the evacuation. And I was in the city 3 weeks ago or so. There was a little storm headed this way, tropical storm. It wasn't that big a deal, but I was reassured by watching television in New Orleans. And they were talking about the evacuation plan, if there was an evacuation call for where you go and how you get there. So I'm assured that the city is in better shape in the preparedness now than it was for Katrina. But it still comes down to the fact that on any given day, Mother Nature can defeat anything built by man. That levee can overtop.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't want to bring this up, but it is a reality. How much does politics come into play now when it comes to things like preparing and recovering from storms?
Well, you know, Katrina, in comparison, we had rumors that they were blowing levees. That's rumors that happen in just about every flood, in every situation where there's water concern. Rumors of they blowing the levees to save the rich part of town. And maybe somewhere back in history that might have happened, but that wasn't happening in Katrina. So we had to tap that down. And then there is misinformation. The overemphasis by the people in Washington from the opposite political party from what was from the governor talking about looting, and the national media overemphasizing that this idea of looting. And as you and I or anybody in New Orleans know, much of what they call looting was people went into the survival mode because they've been standing around 5-6 days in some case, and they went into stores and got food and water. Yeah. I call that survival, not looting. Matter of fact, on Thursday, the governor issued an order to Harden, the mayor, and both of them confirmed that they told the police and the first responders to focus on stopping the looting and stop search and rescue. And the governor said, we're going to shoot you if we see you looting. And my staff told me the governor had said that on TV, and I called the governor, and I like this governor. She's dead and gone now, but I supported this governor. And I said, Mayor, Governor, you don't want to tell your people to shoot your citizens. We don't do shit like that in America. We don't tell our people to shoot our own people over looting. If they're going into stores to get food and water. And she felt so sorry about that. She said, oh, General, we'll try to turn that around. I said, thank you, Governor, because we should not be telling them to shoot our citizens.
Yeah.
And that is where we moved hard to tell the troops on the following day to put their guns down.
Is the city better off today than it was before Katrina?
I think the city is better prepared in terms of coordination with the state and with redundant communications. I do worry that in our culture, we spend more time getting ready for football season and for Mardi Gras than we do for hurricane season. And we got a whole generation that 20 and younger that don't know anything about Katrina other than what you see on the documentaries. Yeah. And another group that were 5 or 6 years old during Katrina that lived through the trauma that don't remember. I worry about a family preparedness and preparedness on each street to evacuate. That is what I'm concerned about most. But I think the government and the Louisiana National Guard has done a good job this year practicing with all the coastal parishes to make sure they understand the response system and how the distribution centers will be set up and how the Louisiana Guard, the only one that go in with boats from the Guard, are ready to go. They've been training. So I feel good from that. But again, on any given day, Mother Nature can break anything built by man, and the city could flood again. And people should not put too much confidence in if the storm, a big storm is coming, that they're going to ride it out. We need to know that riding it out is not a good option.
Yeah, and then you also worry about the people that experience these big warnings, and then the storm turns out to be nothing, and then the next time there's a big warning, they ignore the warning.
As what happened in 2005, as you remember.
Yeah, that's right.
The people, the previous storm that had come and it faded to the right, and a lot of people evacuated. When you evacuate, one day evacuation could be equal to 1 week's worth of your house expense. 1 week of evacuation could be as much as a month. And you may not get recovery money for that because you didn't have a disaster. So it's a dilemma we've got. I think we can get a lot better at evacuation because we get a lot of warning with the storms, days. And there are things that happen that distracted the city, like the football game on Friday night. That probably should have been canceled. But commerce will overrule preparedness, Stu. Everybody want to keep the businesses open as long as they can. They want to keep the restaurants open. And then the employees can't leave, and then the first responders can't get their families out. We got to have a better understanding in that if we ever get another Katrina headed this way, Stu.
And you mentioned earlier about things are different than they were 6 months ago, that some of the early warning systems may have been downgraded. Are you concerned about that with another approaching storm?
Yeah, I'm concerned. And my recommendation to President Trump is don't destroy FEMA, fix it. Whatever you don't like about it, fix it and bring it under the White House. Take it out of the Department of Homeland Security. It's being abused over there. It doesn't mix with the rest of the mission in Homeland Security. And the current director of Homeland Security, the cabinet lead, Secretary Kristi Noem, has taken money out of FEMA that was set aside by the Congress to deal with hurricane and disaster shelter, and use that money to build Alcatraz, alligator Alcatraz. She took that money that was set aside for storms and used it. She's also told FEMA people, you either volunteer to go do deportation. If you don't volunteer, we're going to tell you to go. And if you don't go, we're going to fire you. So we need to get FEMA the hell out of Department of Homeland Security and bring it back under the White House. Fix FEMA. And we've got to fix recovery. Recovery, meaning helping people get back in their homes, just take too damn long, Scoop.
All right, General, it is just such an honor to talk to you. You're so well-respected, and you're so wise, and I love that you're a no-BS kind of guy, and you just get really right to the point with such great honesty. It's an honor to talk to you, and I appreciate you being with us, and thank you for what you did after Katrina, and thank you what you continue to do in terms of your voice and your wisdom. General Russell Honoré, thank you for being with us.
May I say this, Scoot?
Sure, go ahead.
May I say this, Scoot?
Yeah.
At night, I would listen to WWL every night I was in Katrina, listening to people call in, and I learned a lot of where problems were, listening to people on WWL, and I would send my staff out to go fix problems based on what we were listening on the call-ins on WWL. Keep that work up.
We will.
Keep that work up. That was very important to us.
We will. And WWL was just such a great source of communication for not only the citizens, but again, for people like you. So I appreciate you saying that. And a lot of information comes out of WWL, especially during times of disaster. General Russell Honoré, thanks for being with us, and we'll see you soon.
I might stop by tomorrow and shoot the fat with y'all.
I'd love to shoot the fat with you.
Okay, I know where y'all at. I'll come find you.
You know where we're going to be tomorrow. All right. I hope you stop by, and we'll put you on the air. Russell Honoré, just really a phenomenal man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.